Thank you, Chair. High Commissioner, Deputy High Commissioner, and distinguished delegates, we thank you very much for the reports as provided. We note that there is a significant gap between need and resource, and this continues to grow, and we've heard of the stark impacts from this. As a 0.7 donor, the UK will continue to support UNHCR, both through our core unearmarked multi-year contribution and in responding to specific emergencies, and we would encourage all other donors to do the same. At the same time, we look to UNHCR to ensure that it is using the momentum built by the Refugee Compact to broaden its donor base, to bring new and emerging donors, and to continue to increase the support from the private sector. And we very much welcome the amount of support that already is provided through the private sector. This is a great achievement. We have four specific requests for clarification. The gap between need and resource demonstrates the need for effective prioritisation, ensuring that resources are targeted to those most in need and that funding will have the greatest impact. And we welcome UNHCR's efforts to explain this in the paper. However, we'd like some additional clarity on how UNHCR determines the hierarchy of need. Second, we note that in the Syria situation, the lack of funding has meant that UNHCR was required to prioritise emergency needs over self-reliance activities. It'd be useful if UNHCR could define what it defines as life-saving activities and what concrete efforts it's undertaken to bring development actors together to focus on some of the self-reliance activities. We also note that the budget provides us with limited information about projected expenditure in 2019, and we continue to look to UNHCR to provide us with greater granularity on what it will do with its income ahead. We remain open to looking at the pros and cons of a hybrid budget model, which both maintains the global needs-based budget, but also looks at how this resource is being deployed, as alluded to by the Deputy High Commissioner at the March Standing Committee. Such an approach could support the rollout of multi-year, multi-partner approaches. And finally, given the increasing complaints made to the Inspector General's office year on year, and in light of the increased international focus on SEA, we would expect the number of complaints again to increase in 2019, and we note that the budget for 2018 for this has nearly doubled, and we would encourage UNHCR to consider whether this is appropriate. Thank you very much.